This is Change Your Mindset Podcast, the podcast that helps change your life by helping change the mindset of the 99% into the 1% mindset. Here's your host, Adrian Gomez.
Welcome back to another podcast episode of Change Your Mindset. As always, I'm your host, Adrian Gomez. Today, I'm going to talk to you about how a person can make $100,000 a year just selling items. And if your goal is not to make $100,000 a year, just say, for example, an extra $10,000 a year can help you and your family, I will show you how to get there as well. Nowadays, people are struggling financially. Everything keeps going up. Prices are skyrocketing everywhere you go. And always talk about this. Everything goes up besides your wages, your salary. That usually stays the same while everything else goes up. Majority of people get increases in their salary every year. But sometimes that increase is not enough because inflation is higher than the increase they are gaining in their salary. That's why I'm saying that people might have to do this as a side gig, or maybe someone wants to do it full time because they can make more money selling items than their job. But to each their own, that decision you have to make. If you are serious about making extra money, I highly recommend you get a piece of paper and a pen and write down these numbers, because I'm going to explain to you each one and how you can get to $100,000 a year selling items, or if you need an extra $10,000 a year to help you financially. Because like I said, nowadays, 60% of people are living paycheck to paycheck, and things are just going to get worse and prices will continue to go up. So now it's your responsibility to make more money. And this is one possibility you can do. So let's get started. So let's just say if you want to work 5 days selling items a year, you would have to work 260 days. And for each day out of those 5 days, you would have to make $400. So if you make $400 a day, times that by 260 days, because there is 260 days in 52 weeks a year, if you're working 5 days a week. So the first scenario is, we're gonna go with the least resistance, which would be, if you wanna make $400 a day, you'd have to sell 4 items for $100. And that'll give you your 400. Next scenario, if you, that's too much to make $100 an item, you would have to sell 8 items for $50 to make your 400. If that is still too much, you can sell 16 items for $25 profit. That'll give you your 400 for the day. Let's give another scenario. Let's say if you sell 20 items for $20 profit each item, that would give you your 400. Another scenario, if you sell 40 items at a $10 profit, that'll give you your 400. You sell 80 items for $5 profit per each item, that will give you your 400. And the most bear scenario would be, if you sell 400 items for $1 each, that would give you your 400 for the day. Whichever scenario you pick, or how many items you want to sell, and how much profit you want for each item, that is up to you. That is a decision you have to make. The least resistance is you sell 4 items for $100. Yeah, it might be harder because not all items are $100. So you might have to go with something, for example, 20 items for $20 profit each. You might have to go with that scenario. But it's totally up to you how much profit you want to make per item and how many items you want to sell. But you have to sell $400 each day, 5 days a week, for 260 days to reach $104,000 a year. So how did I get to that? So if you're making $400 a day working 5 days a week, and there's 260 days that you're working in a year, you can do 400 times 260 days. And that's gonna give you $104,000 a year. It's not exactly 100, but we're doing easy numbers for an average person can understand. Not making it super complicated. So let's do another scenario. This is to say you work 7 days. Let's just say you find a platform, online platform, e-commerce, such as eBay, Poshmark, Shopify, Mercari. There's so many online platforms that you can use that are open 7 days a week, open 24 hours a day. But the caveat is you have to ship out those items. But then again, you have to understand that there is a plus that you have a worldwide audience that you are selling to. So that is something to keep in mind. So for example, like I said, if you work 7 days using one of these platforms, or if you just sell 7 days a week in person, totally up to you, you would have to make $300 a day throughout those 7 days. So other example, in those 5 days, you would have to make $400. But if you're working seven, you would have to make a little bit less, but you're working two extra days. So there is give and take, but the decision is up to you. So to get through $100,000, you would need to make $300 a day for 365 days, since there is 365 days in a year. So $300 a day times 365 days is going to give you $109,500. Like I said, it's a little bit more than $100,000, but we're trying to use easy numbers. So let's get into how many items a day you would have to sell profit to make you $300 a day. So the first scenario is a least resistance. You would sell one item for $300, and then you'd be done for the day. You'd reach your goal. But more than likely, that's not realistic because there's not so many items that are $300. So next scenario, you would have to sell three items for $100 profit to make your $300 quota for the day. Next scenario, you sell six items for $50 each profit. $300 would make your quota. Next scenario, selling 12 items at $25 each profit, make you $300 quota. Next scenario, selling 15 items a day at $20 each profit will give you your $300. Next one, selling 30 items at $10 each profit gives you $300. And next two are the ones you have to sell the most in items would be selling 60 items for $5 each profit give you $300. And the last scenario is obviously the most challenging would be selling 300 items and making $1 profit off of each item. And that would give you $300 for the day. So those are the resistance you would have to make and the decisions you would have to make on how many items you would want to sell and how much profit you would make off of each item. And each scenario would give you your $300 a day. And like I said, you would have to make $300 a day, 7 days a week for 365 days to meet that $109,500 for the year. And let's just say you take a 2 week vacation from selling items because the average person usually takes 2 weeks at their job a year. So let's say if you don't sell no items for 2 weeks, you are gonna lose $4,200 for that year because you are now working those 14 days and you are losing $300 each day. So if you multiply 14 times 300, that's gonna give you 4,200. But even if you don't work those 2 weeks, that 109,500, you're gonna subtract 4,200 because you didn't work 2 weeks and you're still gonna get $105,300 profit. So you'll still make over that $100,000. In these scenarios, I am not going into detail about paying taxes on the money you make, how much you spend to acquire the items. Those are obviously deductions you'd have to make off of your total profit. And nowhere, shape, or form, I'm not giving any type of financial advice. This is just financial education. So those two scenarios, working 5 days, making $400 each, and the other scenario, working 7 days, making $300 each day, those will both get you to $100,000 a year. So let's just say you do not want to make $100,000 a year. You want to work and keep your job. Maybe you want to make an extra $10,000 a year because that would help you tremendously financially. That's okay. That's fine. I'm still going to give you those details on how you can make it an extra $10,000 a year by selling items. And obviously, it's going to be a lot easier than making $100,000. And it's going to be a lot easier side gig for you as well, depending on what exactly you want to do and sell. So the first scenario is working 5 days a week, you'd have to make an extra $40 a day. Sounds very simple if you're doing this part-time or you need some extra money. So what you would do would be $40 a day times 260. Because once again, you're working 5 days and there are 260 days in a 52-week per year. And that $40 times 260 days will give you $10,400 a year. So how will you get that extra $10,400 a year? So here are the scenarios. First one obviously is you sell one item for $40. Done. Reach your goal for the day. Second scenario, selling two items for $20. You hit your $40. Next scenario, selling four items at $10. Profit. That will give you your $40. Next scenario, selling eight items for $5 each. Profit. You'll hit your $40. Last scenario is selling 40 items and making $1 profit off of each item. That will give you your $40. And that's it. That is your easiest solutions to make an extra $40 a day, which is an amount to over time after those 260 days of doing this, you have an extra $10,400 in your account. $10,400 seems like a huge number to obtain. But when you break down the numbers, it's very simple to get $40 a day for 260 days. Doesn't sound too bad for an extra $10,000. Anyone can do this. So I'll give you the same scenario, but working 7 days. So if you can work 7 days to obtain the extra $10,000, you'd have to make $30 profit a day. So $30 profit times 365 days, because once again, there's 365 days in a year. So that $30 times 365 days will give you $10,950. A little bit over 10,000, so making close to 11,000 extra dollars a year. Like I said, if you have a job and this is a little side gig or part-time you want to do, $10,000 extra actually helps a lot of people. So let's break down how you would get there. Obviously, the easiest one would be selling one item and making a $30 profit. We'll give you $30 for the day. Next scenario, selling two items that will give you $15 profit each item will give you your $30 for the day. Next scenario, selling three items, making $10 profit on each item, you'll get your $30 for the day. The next one, selling six items and making a profit off of each item of $5 will give you your $30. And the last scenario would be selling 30 items and making $1 profit off of each item will give you your $30 for the day. So if you do that for 365 days throughout the year, making $30 profit each day, you'll end up with, at the end of the year, your $10,950. So those are the two ways that you can make $100,000 a year or an extra $10,000. It's up to you however much money you want to make. If you want to make more than $10,000, and let's say less than $100,000, you just plug in your own numbers into the equations I gave you for each scenario. And then you would get your desired outcome and how many items you would have to sell and how much profit you have to make off of each item. Like I said, there is many ways you can make some money. I'm just giving you one example how selling items can make you more money. Sometimes selling an item is easier than working a job because jobs, you work 1 hour for, let's just say, example, $20. And those 60 minutes, you're only getting paid $20. Let's just say you sell an item, one item, and you sell it within 10 minutes. You made $20. So you just save yourself 50 minutes. And let's give another easy example. Let's say you make $100 in 1 day. So you'd be making $12.50 an hour, which is obviously terrible, but I'm just giving an example. Hopefully no one makes $12.50 an hour because that is extremely low, and I don't know how you would survive with that type of money. But I'm just giving easy numbers. So, for example, let's say if you're trying to make that $100 a day, instead of working 8 hours for $12.50 an hour, you can sell 10 items for $10 profit in 1 hour. And then there goes your $100 in 1 hour. Now you have an hourly rate of $100. Instead of working at a job that's going to pay you $12.50, working 8 hours to make $100. Sales is up to you. If you want to do in person, you can make however much you want because you are constantly moving and asking people. Or you can take the route of selling online. You can sell to people, you just have to ship out the items. Whatever route you take is up to you. I'm just giving examples to people because people are struggling financially. And there are still ways you can make money. Whether if you don't have a job, or if you do have a job and you're still not making enough and you need more money, you can still sell as a part-time gig. Totally up to you. But I hope this was beneficial to you, and I hope you took notes on these examples, because those big numbers, 100,000 sounds like a lot, but when you break it down into little numbers, doesn't seem as bad. You just have to be consistent and you have to be disciplined. If you make your goals every single day on whatever it is, throughout the year, you will reach your goal on whatever it is, on how much you wanted to make. You just have to keep being consistent and put in the work and don't give up. Again, I hope this did help you. I hope you actually put in the numbers and actually put in the work and you will see the outcome. Hopefully this does help you financially, because people are struggling and people need to get ahead, because times aren't getting any better. They're just getting worse. So if you can't make more money by selling items, examples like these, this can help you and your family in the long run. And it can keep you ahead of inflation because everything keeps going up. And if you found this beneficial and this was very helpful for you, please share this with other people because this can help them as well. If they're in dire need of making more money, what they would have to do, how many items they would have to sell, and how much profit they would have to make off of each item. And another thing you can do if you want to work with somebody else, you could just divide these numbers by two. And then you don't have to do all the work. You both are making half of that money. Or if you have bigger goals, you guys can do $200,000, so you both make $100,000 each. All you would have to do is multiply the numbers by two. And that's it. And I hope that will be beneficial to each of you. And if you do share, I thank you and appreciate it. That's going to be for this podcast episode. As always, I truly appreciate your valuable time to listen to the podcast. Thank you, Patreon member Blade262, for supporting the podcast. Truly does help. If you want to be a Patreon member and support the podcast, you can do that by clicking the link in the description below. If you got questions, comments, or just to say thank you, or if you want me to be your accountability coach, or if you have a topic for the next podcast you want me to do, you'd also do that by being a Patreon member. Please like, comment, subscribe, and share with other people. Thank you guys again. I hope this helps, and I hope you make a lot more money with these numbers and having them broken down. Thank you all. I wish you the best. I wish you success. Take care of yourself. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to Change Your Mindset Podcast. Be sure to tune in every week for a new episode. As always, change your mindset to change your life.